Legendary Kills.
Unwanted target dusted. Solid work.
Point for the rescue.
What's good? What's happening, gamer? This is Lindini, the long-awaited, and we're on the GamerZone show. Now, there's quite have been a lot of games, basically, that we can say good co-op zombies, but then, I mean, you look back at it and you're like, okay, fine. Certain games were never that good. Some games were okay, even though you played them solo, but imagine them if they were co-op. So I'm just going to tell you, basically, the games that I enjoyed, and looking at how the reviews were, and other gamers' experiences as well, and just say, okay, look, these were good zombie games. Some of them, if not so much, but because there was many people playing it, then you feel like, okay, it's a decent zombie game. I mean, not to mention the whole Resident Evil 3 add-on game there, which is Resident Evil Resistance. Now, Resistance was, I don't know, man. It's hard to say that this game was good. It was weird. The lag. So the biggest disappointment for me was just the internet issues. And I know I'm not the only one. Not because I'm in South Africa and then it's like, no, internet is always bad. We always have high ping and all that. No, there's always, you know, a good stable connection at times. But like, even when you go onto Google and you look at like different forums, when you talk to other gamers, you're like, hey man, how are you handling this game? Is it good for you? People are just like, look, my character just glitches out, or my team just keeps fighting an enemy that I can't even see. Or at times you're fighting, and meanwhile the enemy's already dead, like the zombie's gone. You're probably downed already, and then it's like, okay, like what's happening in this game exactly? Like you don't even see what's happening. Game is basically just like bugged, I guess. It's like just a huge bug of a game. Now, it's quite a good experience at some point. So at some point you go through stages. So now each stage you're going to have to collect some parts and then go submit them in like a machine. And then you kind of have to solve the puzzle. Now it's different places where you're going to find these puzzles. You've got four of you guys against one dungeon master. So let's call him a dungeon master or master, depending on how you pronounce it and where you come from. Now you have that person that is assigned that role. Now they can spawn as much enemies as they want. They could like have a surveillance camera that is shooting at you, which is a bit fun. Now you can stop that as well and just destroy it, and then they can spawn it again, fix it, and then do other things. The nemesis shows up as well, different types of enemies, even the lickers show up as well, so that's quite good. But then some enemies feel overpowered, some are too weak. Now, you can't even tell that when you kill the zombie, if it's really dead, because they sometimes get up. And when you play the other games, like when you play Resident Evil 2 and Resident Evil 3, where you play the storyline, it's like a flat-out storyline. You get to understand that, okay, fine, the zombie's downed. Like, after I shot it in the head, it's gone. But now you get Resistance, where it's like, okay, it's a side game, where it's an add-on, but you're playing it online. Fair enough, you've got friends. You can play with random people as well. You might enjoy it there for a while, and then later on, okay, what's happening now? It's like, fine, we just played the game, then what? You don't really feel that sense of accomplishment or anything that's so exciting. And that's what I can say about the main game, Resident Evil 3 itself. I mean, look at the clock tower. We missed out on that. When you look at the old game, the clock tower was there. You could explore. There was a grave digger enemy that you could fight, but now missed out on that. But anyway, let's move on to the next one. The next one is Left 4 Dead. Left 4 Dead, amazing. That's an amazing game. You've got the strongest enemy there, which is the witch. Now, that is something else. Now, if you've ever encountered the witch, you probably know that, like, okay, this is a difficult game. It's also good. I mean, it was popular on the Xbox 360 series. I mean, like, imagine if you had a 360 back then. Around 2008, if I'm not mistaken, it was one of those fun games and you would enjoy it. You have friends online, you have people that you're playing with there. It's just an exciting game. Good. Going through waves of enemies. I mean, who wouldn't love that? In most cases, it's not even about the storyline. It's just about, let's have fun. Let's just get to enjoy this. But the next game that I'm going to talk about the 7 days to die. So I guess you're probably following the trend now. I mention one good game, then I mention a bad one, then a good one. It's like that. 7 days to die. I did not like this one. I did not enjoy it. I played it. So basically the overall of this game is that you're given a specific time to build your safe house and then set up your perimeter, set up your defenses and everything. Cool. Sounds fun. Sounds exciting. Yeah, it does, but it's not like The Forest. The Forest is amazing. Sorry to compare the two games, but The Forest is amazing. And actually, Sons of the Forest is coming out hopefully soon. I mean, if they don't delay it, then we will never know, but it looks good as well. So if you've played The Forest, came out on PC first, now you can get it on all consoles. Not sure about the Switch, but we can get it on PS4, PC, Xbox. Just enjoy that. But getting back to 7 days to die. 7 days to die. You build your perimeter, everything. Then the horde of enemies comes after you. And then, yeah, that's basically it. Sounds a bit like it's okay for some people. Some enjoy it. Some like that whole survival thing. It's not the best. I'm not going to lie. I feel like this was a certain game that was rushed. I remember that when I got the PS4, I was like so excited. I'm like, oh, there's a game like this. And I was like, okay, let me get this. And yeah, no, I was disappointed. I did not enjoy it. I don't know why, but I mean, it felt empty. You could have a friend there that will help you, or other friends, or even a random person, but then it's so boring. Like, it felt so bland. There was nothing so exciting about it. Unlike games where it's like World War Z. So World War Z, another good game. I just finished this earlier this year. Came out a while back, 2019, but I had to take my time with this one. I enjoyed it, so I bought it like physically, got the physical disc and everything. It's so amazing. It's actually quite good. Like, I'm not gonna lie, I enjoyed it. I played Back 4 Blood first, which is another game that is exciting that I'm not gonna get into like deep, but I kind of compared it to that and I was like, come on, this is disappointing. This is not the same thing I expected. But now World War Z, based on the movie that I watched, oh man, the movie was great. It was amazing. When I got to play the game, I was like, okay, so the hordes of enemies also come through. They grab onto each other, climb onto a building, they get onto towers, they do a whole lot of stuff. They can mess you around as well, but you can obviously melee them, hit them, shoot at them, do a lot of stuff, and it's actually quite fun. It's like good. There's also a game mode where you're facing other people, so it's player versus player, but also zombies are involved. So imagine that. That's actually quite cool. The storyline, okay, it's not the best. It's always the weird storylines in these games are get to the hospital, go do this, get to the military, go get a gun, go do this. And you're like, okay, fine. But the experience, you've got enemies that are big. You've got juggernauts that you can't just kill immediately. You've got enemies that scream. You've got a variety of different boss type of enemies. But essentially, the horde is what you're afraid of. You get my point? It's always quite good when you play these zombie games. Another one that I'll mention, I'm not just going to go for bad, and I'm going to mention the good ones, Dying Light. Dying Light 2, amazing, good game. I have not played it online, though, I must confess. I've got the game, have not played it online yet. Dying Light 1, I played it, it was good, I loved it. It is just one of those games where you just can dropkick enemies. You can do the most in that game. It's like, it's really quite good. It's fun. It's better than Dead Island. So, I mean, Dead Island, we also have a rumor that it might be coming out again. And we're like, okay, let's hope this time it's legit. Let's hope the rumors are legit, you know. Like, there's a big rumor that it might be coming out again in development. And this was, like, announced 2014. So it's like, okay, we've been waiting. It's going to be, like, 10 years now with it being cancelled. We were told on E3, like, previously, I think that was, like, 2016. That, yeah, the game is going to come out, it's going to be this good and that. This is what's happening. We've seen the trailer so many times, and now it's like, okay, fine. Dying Light came out, became better than that. I'm not going to lie. Dying Light is probably one of the best. Not sure if I can compare it with Back 4 Blood, because Back 4 Blood is also quite cool. They're different in their own ways. They're both first-person shooters, but Dying Light has got more of the open-world exploration. Back 4 Blood, you're just going through stages, and you're going through places that you just going there, killing enemies. There's big bosses, there's big enemies, and there's other enemies that just grab onto you and you could die. Like, you know, they're quite vicious. If there's no one there to assist you, they kill you. Quite good. But Back 4 Blood also, like I said, that's the one that got me into World War Z, because that time I could not afford to get Back 4 Blood, so I played the beta for Back 4 Blood, and then I got World War Z, which was quite cheaper. And Back 4 Blood won my heart. Like, you know, it stole it. It's just like, okay, this is a good game. This is amazing. You've got a guy that has like a long reach with a huge arm. He's like a grabber. He could kill you. You've got a big guy that is just like spewing out a lot of gas. He runs away. He can explode in your face. You've got another enemy that screams and another one that jumps on you. You've got enemies that are like sitting in kind of like spider webs. Then they just grab onto you. They could kill you as well. There's a whole lot of stuff. You've got giants as well that follow you. It's so good. There's even the underground dungeons, if I can call them that. That is so cool. But then you get different weapons as well. So there's a specific weapon that you get there that you can use to escape, and you can fight the enemies with it. But you need to collect like 3 pieces of that. And you can tell, by the way, I'm so excited that I'm still playing this game. I'm still enjoying it. I'm still quite far into it. But I'm not rushing to finish it. And it's quite good. Good. I love zombie games. I mean, we could debate about them all day, but I really love zombie games. Those are like one of the best. A few to mention that are quite good if you do want to get into the space and play a bit of the zombie games, whether it be co-op or not co-op, play Resident Evil 6. I'm always a big fan of Resident Evil, the franchise, even the movies. Some might be disappointing, but the games I love, especially because of Leon. Leon is like the best character. I'm not gonna lie. Leon and Chris Redfield are the best. Best characters for me. Best villain in there is Albert Wesker. If you get a chance, just Google the guy. You can look at his videos. You can face him in Resident Evil. And you'll be like, wow, this guy is really intense. Resident Evil 5 has got Albert Wesker. So you get to find him there. And the older games, I think those were on PS1 and PC. You could get them quite old. But the good games you could play, Resident Evil 5, 6, 4. 4 is going to get a remake as well. Coming soon, I hope. And hopefully Capcom doesn't delay that one. Resident Evil 2 Remake, after you finish the game as well, you get the added missions which you can do. That is quite cool. So make sure you do that. Like, it's actually different stories and they're actually quite touching. And that's what I like about Resident Evil stories, that the story is also quite good. The gameplay is amazing, but story is quite intense. Times you just feel sad. You're like, oh, shame, man. Why did this person get infected? Why did this happen to this person's family? You know, but it's quite good. Anyway, this was the show about the zombie games. You could let us know on our socials what you think, what you'd like us to talk about as well, and what else you into. What are you playing at the moment? Just let us know. But anyway, stay safe. Keep on gaming. All the choices you made, did you make them again?
Like what you're listening to? Of course you do. Of course you do. Follow us on all social media platforms and engage with us. Subscribe to us on Apple Podcasts and YouTube. This is Ready On Demand. What you want, when you want it. It's Active FM. Active FM, the Netflix of radio, but better.